Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey there, this is John from Lizards and Locations.
And Cotton Candy.
We have a lot of campaigns we want you guys to check out, like Strixhaven, Syllabus of Shenanigans, Pillars of Creation, Roy, aka Roots of Yggdrasil, and Mass Effect, Broker Builder, Corporate Spy.
Ooh, sounds mysterious.
Kinda is, yeah. We also have one-shots, a lot of one-shots. We also have a little podcasting where we ramble. It's called Tavern Ramblings.
Whoa.
Where can you find us?
Oh my god, find us on Instagram, Mastodon, Hive, Twitter, Blue Sky, Facebook. That's not what you meant.
It's not. No, I was actually saying, like, where can you see us? Where can
hear us? Find us on YouTube and Spotify and everywhere you listen to podcasts, like Podbean, Good Pods. I don't know. Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, fast stuff. Yeah. We also have a lot more content that we're going to be putting out through things like Patreon and Ko-fi, Coffee, Ko-fi.
Buy me a pizza.
That, sure. I'm making a whole new world called Drasinger.
Full of dressings?
Full of dragons, but yeah, sure, we'll put that in the back pocket. When can they find us?
Oh my goodness, on a Wednesday in the middle of the week. That would be the third day of the Wednesday.
There's no 10 days here, but that's regardless. Can we roll yet?
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Mystery. Frequency.
And thank you all for tuning in. A series that has something for everyone, from sci-fi, mysteries, and more, but only when you reach the vanishing point. Today's episode, a series that debuted in 1984, and ran until 1992. Created by William Lane, this is The Vanishing Point. If you enjoy this series, there is a Volume 1 in the archives, so be sure to check that out. And also, if you enjoy it, let me know through the many ways to contact me in the descriptions. And if you like what this podcast has to offer, please consider following, reviewing if you can, and rating. Now, I'm sure you guys are ready to get started. So with all that, please enjoy the show.
Roger has heard it all. He's a bartender. People like to talk to Roger, tell him what's on their mind. Memories pile up, minute by minute, one on top of the other, turning the mind into a trash heap. Reducing the experience of now to, well, to just another memory. Is that all there is? Oh, to let go. What harm could there possibly be in that?
That guy never comes to meet you anymore.
Who?
The quiet one who used to come in just before closing time and order tomato juice.
Nope.
You lost interest, or did he?
It was a little bit more complicated than that.
And not my business.
Right.
You want me to check the doors?
No, I'll do it.
Oh, I'll rinse those glasses for you.
Oh, thanks.
Going out the back or the front?
Front.
Me too.
Can I give you a ride home?
Okay.
I've been wondering about you ever since I started working there.
Wondering how?
Well, I don't know exactly. You look at some people and you get interested in what's happening inside them. And besides that, you're pretty.
It's just an effect of the light.
I like the effect of the light.
Do you?
Yes. Do you want me to go?
Yes, I guess so.
Can I come back?
Maybe. I don't know. This isn't really my kind of thing. Men and...
You mean other women?
No, that's not what I mean.
I don't understand.
Oh, maybe sometime I'll try to explain.
Okay. You're sure you want me to go?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that was a good dinner.
Well, you could come more often.
Oh, you see more of me than most mothers see of their sons.
Be careful!
Oh, I'll clean it up.
That was one of the good ones.
Oh, a cup's a cup, Mother.
Oh, that's English-born china.
Not anymore, it isn't.
Don't you have any feeling about it at all?
Well, it's a thing, Mother. It's a cup. You have other cups. If it was your last cup, then it might be important.
Well, these things matter to me.
I know.
Now, I've been thinking about the good silver. Now, when I'm away sometime, a thief could break in here, and that good silver I got from your grandmother would be the first thing he'd take.
You're going to build a vault for it?
Well, I put it in the trunk of the car.
What?
Well, they'd never think to look there, and they'd have a hard time breaking in.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it's not as ridiculous as losing that good silver.
Well, what would happen if you didn't have that silver? You never use it.
Now, things aren't important just because you use them.
Well, things aren't important at all.
Some things are.
Like what?
Mm-hmm. Like that silver.
Why?
I don't know. It's just because it is.
Well, you don't own that silver, Mother. It owns you. The silver cries out that it's threatened, and you leap to defend it.
You do say such silly things. Here, now, help me finish these dishes. Can I get another of these?
Yeah, vodka and coke.
Please. I should probably go home, shouldn't I?
That's really up to you.
Three drop, please, Roger.
Okay. Watkins.
I think I'll go home.
Here's your three drop, Linda.
Thanks.
Why don't you want to go home?
Because I go home every night. And he's always waiting there. Or, you know, I get home first and I'm waiting for him. Well, not that there's anything wrong with him.
What's the trouble?
Do you live with somebody?
No. Well, not right now.
To Roy on ice and a scotch straight up.
Okay. If you see Jerry, tell him we're short of ice.
Okay.
You don't live with anybody. You don't have somebody waiting for you and expecting you. You have the same old face you see every day and until you can't tell whether you're looking at his face or your own.
Maybe you should leave.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking. But it doesn't seem to make much sense. I mean, he's a nice guy.
So what's wrong?
Yeah, that's what my friends say to him. And I say it's just like Mount Everest. I mean, he's always there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
See you tomorrow, man.
Yeah.
See
ya. You got all the tables done?
Yeah. I'll help you with those glasses.
Nah, it's okay. Sit down and rest your feet.
Is Jerry coming back?
No. He asked me to lock up.
Oh, it was a pretty big night, wasn't it?
It's funny to watch people drink.
Yeah. The more I see people drink, the less likely I am to start.
You ever wonder why they do it?
It creates the illusion of freedom.
Hmm. I was talking to a woman at the bar tonight who was trying to explain why she didn't want to go home to some perfectly nice man.
Did you understand?
In a way. You want to ride home?
I guess.
Well, I'm done here. You ready?
Yep.
Oh, nice night.
Isn't it? Hey, my car's gone. I parked it right here. I'm sure I did.
Usually you park around the corner.
And that's why I remember. I can never get a place this close.
It's not here anymore.
That's a legal parking place. No reason for the cops to move it. Somebody must have stolen it.
It's certainly gone.
Well, what am I going to do?
I guess you'll have to walk home.
Now, you're sure that's where you left it?
Yes, I am. I drove to work, and when I came out, it was gone.
You finished work at 1:30 in the morning?
I'm a bartender.
You drink while you're at work?
No, I was cold sober, and I was with a friend, and she was cold sober, too.
Did you look around the neighborhood? Sometimes people forget where they parked.
Yes, I thought of that. Just in case, I checked all the streets where I normally park.
Okay, I'll put a report in. See if it shows up on the computer.
Look, there isn't any chance that you people towed it away for some reason. It was a legal parking place, but you never know.
We don't just tow cars away for no reason.
Well, maybe there was some reason that I don't know about.
If we've got it, it'll show up on the computer.
I keep seeing the car on the street, but it's never mine.
Why do you let it bother you?
I don't know.
Is it really very important?
Oh, I guess it must be.
Why?
That's what I said to my mother just last week. She was worrying about a broken cup and somebody stealing her silver. And now I'm doing the same thing.
Do you really need the car?
No. And maybe I'm better off without it.
Have you ever noticed how nobody talks about the soul anymore?
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, isn't that what you were talking to your mother about?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Mm. You always looked to me like a man who wanted to let go of a lot of things he was tangled up in.
It's nice talking to you like this.
Good.
Well, it's late.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go.
Probably.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
You got the paychecks in here, Jerry?
Yeah. Here you go.
Thanks.
Every week when I give you your check, I expect you to tell me you're quitting.
Why?
It's kind of a dead-end job, bartending. I mean, you look like somebody who'd want something better.
Oh, I like it okay. Gives me time to think.
Think? What's to think about?
All kinds of things. Yesterday I was looking at a diary I used to keep, and I wrote about how I used to go to the zoo every week, and every time I'd see this one animal, how it walked back and forth in its cage, and I started to think how most people's lives are like that, except the cage is a bit bigger. See, they go to work, they come home, they go to sleep, they get up.
Look, it's simple, Roger. You try to do something with your life. Get out of the cage.
Now, that doesn't seem to be what I'm looking for.
But that's all there is. I mean, you look around, and you see what kind of chances there are, and you grab for them. If you don't, you're, well, it's like you say, you're just a monkey in a zoo.
But ambition makes you a monkey who keeps learning new tricks.
That's all there is. Old tricks and new tricks.
No, there's more than that. There's something inside the soul.
Come on. I don't even know what the word means.
Tom MacArthur's getting married.
To who?
That Robertson girl you knew in high school.
I don't remember any Robertson girl.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I think you even went out with her a couple of times.
I don't remember that.
Well, anyway, she went away after high school, and then she got a job here and moved back.
And she's marrying Tom MacArthur, whoever he is.
Now, you're not going to tell me you don't remember Tom MacArthur.
Yes, I remember Tom MacArthur. Though I don't know why. Well, I better get going. By the time I catch my bus and get home, it'll be late.
Well, why didn't you drive? Is there something wrong with your car?
It's gone.
What do you mean, it's gone?
Stolen, I guess. I came out of work a few nights ago and it wasn't there.
Well, I suppose you left the keys in it.
No, of course not.
Well, how else could they steal it?
I don't know. Hotwire it, I guess.
Did you go to the police?
Yes.
Well, maybe they can find it.
Well, they don't seem very hopeful.
What about insurance?
I just had liability insurance. That won't replace the car.
That's terrible.
Well, I find I can get along fine without it.
Well, that's not the point.
What is?
Your car, just gone like that, just disappeared.
Oh, I hardly think about it anymore. I can't even think what it was like to have a car.
Roger, you're late.
I know, I'm sorry.
The other guy had to go, so I had to run the bar and everything else, too.
I got lost.
I mean, you've been finding your way to work for months. How come you get lost now?
I don't know. Maybe because I was walking instead of driving. There's a big apartment building where I always turn, but I couldn't find it. And the next thing I knew, I was in a bunch of streets that didn't make any sense. I was just wandering. Places I'd never seen before. Finally, I had to ask someone for directions.
Roger. I mean, next time you're late, try the sick friend routine. It makes more sense.
It's true, Jerry. I got lost.
Well, why don't you get lost behind the bar for a while?
You want to walk across the park?
Isn't that out of your way?
Not much. I should be careful I don't get lost again.
You can always ask directions.
It's funny how that building seemed to disappear.
Yes.
Things are changing somehow. I seem to be forgetting a lot.
Maybe you're only forgetting what you don't need.
Do you think so?
Sometimes I think that our minds get more and more full of the past until there's no room for things to happen. And nothing does.
So we have to forget things before anything new can happen.
You have to have a kind of amnesia. Then you can be totally present in every moment. A saint.
No memory, no plan.
That's right.
Where did you learn these things?
They're just things I've worked out. Reading, thinking.
For dinner?
Oh, it's nice to have something cooked for me for a change. I've been looking around your apartment. Seems awfully bare.
Well, I've been clearing things out. I want to get down to the things I need.
Roger, where are you getting these strange ideas?
From Linda, I guess.
Who is this Linda?
A friend.
Is it serious?
Well, yes, but not in the way you think. She teaches me things.
I can imagine.
There are things in the world besides sex, Mother.
So what does she teach you?
About what's inside me.
I've never been convinced that there was anything inside me but a lot of soft plumbing.
Inside the mind.
Where's that picture of you in your scout uniform, the one I always liked?
Well, I got rid of it.
Why?
There's no point in living in the past.
You want to pour me about 27 more whiskeys?
How about starting with one?
I'll drink to that.
There you go.
Thank.
Thanks.
I'm trying to work up my courage.
Yeah?
Yeah. Get out. Don't run away.
From what?
Everything. Job, house, lot. See, I have this idea that I'd go to the Ark and spend the winter there, all on my own.
You ever done that kind of thing before?
Oh, sure, I've been out there before. Wilderness camping, that kind of thing. Out there, you know what's real.
Isn't it possible to do that right here?
I don't see how.
Just let it all go. Make it not be.
I never went in for magic tricks.
Well, it's only there if you let it be. That's what a friend of mine says.
Hey, the only way it's not there is if I get on a plane and fly it.
Excuse me. Do you know this neighborhood?
Yes, I do.
Isn't there a record store somewhere near here?
I don't think so.
Now, I'm sure there is. I bought a record there just last week. It was right beside the florist's.
I've lived around here for 10 years, and there was never a record store beside the florist's.
Well, I was there. just last week.
You must be confused.
Are you still keeping your silver in the trunk of your car?
Oh, make fun of me all you like. I still think it's a good idea. Come and look at these photographs.
That whole pile?
No, just these. Where were they taken?
I'm not the person to ask.
Oh, you were there. Oh, there you are in the picture, making faces.
Photographs are funny things, aren't they?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, here are all these funny little gray and white things. And we assume that they show us something that really happened.
Well, of course they do. Now, try and remember where this was.
I won't remember. Forgetfulness is more my style these days.
What do you mean?
Things are disappearing.
Like what?
Yesterday I was looking for a record store. I was in it last week, right beside a florist shop. I talked to a woman who lived nearby, and she was so positive that I was wrong. It was quite funny.
Roger, do you think you should talk to someone?
Why should I do that?
Well, this business of forgetting, things disappearing.
Now, that's only happening because I want it to.
Well, I think you should stop talking to that girl, that Linda.
Why?
She's the one who's doing these things to you.
Oh, but I feel good. Everything I see is brighter than it ever was before. Everything I hear is clearer.
I'm frightened for you.
Is it dangerous?
You have to decide that. I can't tell you.
My mother's terrified.
But anyone who locks their silver in the trunk of the car must already be terrified.
Yeah, I suppose.
Are you frightened?
Sometimes I wonder what's going to happen.
Do you want to control it?
Maybe.
And then you end up back where you started.
Well, can't you stop halfway?
I guess you can try it.
Excuse me, may I help you?
I'm looking for a recording of Mahler's 10th symphony.
10th?
That's right.
But he only wrote 9.
He wrote 10.
9. Beethoven, Mahler, and Bruckner, they all wrote 9.
I had a recording of Mahler's 10th. It got damaged. I had to throw it out.
It must have been the 9th. There's no 10th symphony.
I'm sure I had a record of it.
A symphony can't just disappear, can it?
Things have been, you know.
Have been what?
Disappearing.
Really?
You got a minute, Jerry?
Sure.
I wondered if you could work the schedule so that I could get a couple of days off.
Well, it won't be easy. What do you need time off for?
I don't know if I can explain it. I'm not sick or anything. I just feel kind of shaky.
Like how?
I can't explain it. It's just something strange is happening to me.
Maybe you should talk to somebody.
Yeah, maybe. Is Linda coming in today?
No, she's off. Has this got something to do with her?
Sort of.
Is she pregnant?
No, it's nothing like that. But I think she'd be a good person to talk to. She seems to understand.
This problem, is it kind of personal?
In a way.
Look, Roger, is this... I mean, do you figure you're gay? Something like that?
No, it's nothing like that, Jerry. It's not that kind of thing. Not like that.
You don't sound very good, Roger.
I'll be okay.
I'll fix the schedule for you. Take a couple of days. Find somebody. Maybe talk it out.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
When I was young, it was different.
Huh?
It just seemed easier. You weren't so tangled up in all the parts of your life. And maybe it was just the 60s. You know, all that talk about revolution. We all assumed that the inside and the outside fitted together.
Yeah.
I've been going to an analyst, the Jungian, and that's what I've been trying to do, is find the key that let me find what's really going on inside me.
Excuse me?
What?
I was listening to what you were saying.
I know, I shouldn't have been.
Let's move to a different scene.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that what you're saying, what you're talking about, it's dangerous, you know.
Why don't we get off of this stuff?
you live here?
Yes.
Well, I'm looking for someone.
Who is it you want?
Her name's Linda. I need to talk to her. I think there's something missing in what I've learned. It doesn't seem to be working out right.
Is she some sort of therapist?
Oh, no, she's just a friend. See, I've been losing things. Or forgetting. Or I don't know which.
What's your name?
Well, does it matter?
No, I guess not.
Have you lived here very long?
3 years.
Then you probably know her.
Which apartment is she in?
The basement.
There's no apartment in the basement. Just the furnace and a laundry room.
I was there with her. I'm sure I was.
It must have been a different house.
There aren't any other big brick houses on this street, just apartment buildings.
She didn't live in one of those?
No.
You remember being here?
Yes.
But there's nobody named Linda living here. There never has been, in the time that I lived in the house.
Well, maybe I made a mistake. We work at the same place. I can see you're there.
Hi.
I've never seen you before.
I just started here.
Well, I work here too, but I've been taking a couple of days off.
Oh. Well, can I get you something?
Draft, I guess. When did you start?
Oh, just today.
Is Linda here?
Oh, I don't know any Linda.
Well, she works here too.
Oh, I haven't met her. Guess she's not in today.
Things are disappearing.
What?
It's something happening to me. It's nice in a way. Like, when I look at your face, it's as if there was a special light on it. It's as if I never saw a face before, and I didn't know what it was, so I can really concentrate.
Yeah?
Yeah, Linda taught me how to do it, how to let go.
How?
I don't know, really. In a way, it just started to happen.
I don't think I really follow what you're talking about.
Oh, would you do me a favor? Would you go and check on the schedule and see when Linda's working?
Sure.
Is Jerry in?
No. I looked at the schedule.
Is Linda working tomorrow?
There's no Linda on the schedule.
What about me? My name's Roger. When do I start back?
Well, there's no Roger there either.
Oh, I see. Well, thanks for looking. I guess I better go. Yes?
Roger, I've been worried about you.
Why?
You didn't come for dinner.
Was I supposed to?
On Wednesday, you always do.
Do I?
What's the matter with you?
Is something the matter with me?
You're looking at me so strangely.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hope I'm not being rude. It's just that I'm wondering why you came to my door.
I came looking for you.
Do I know you?
Roger!
Yes?
I'm your mother. You must remember me. I'm your mother.
Ah, well, now that you've told me, maybe I'll remember you.
Roger, you've got to get help.
Well, I don't need any help, but I'm going out now. Maybe you could visit some other time. Who did you say you were?
Roger!
What do you mean?
That. What is it?
It's a streetcar.
And what's that?
What?
What is it?
A store.
And that. What is it?
Hey, is this a joke from a radio station or something?
No, but what is it?
It's a bicycle. Hey, you're serious, aren't you? Like this isn't a joke.
What's a joke?
You're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy.
Yeah, what are you then?
I am what I am.
What?
I'm kind of a saint. There's nothing in my mind but pure being. Nothing else at all.
Roger got out of the cage all right, and turning around, it was gone. He was free at last of the dreadful captivity of things, memories. He'd have to tell Linda about it sometime, if he could find her out here. Out here, where everything is so much brighter and clearer and vanishing.
Disappearance by David Helwig. Featured in the cast were Jeffrey Bowes as Roger and Susan Hogan as Linda, with Doris Petrie as Roger's mother Lois and Sean McCann as his boss Jerry. You also heard Elva Mae Hoover, Francine Volker, John Stalker, and Ray Landry in a variety of roles. Technical operations were by John McCarthy, with sound effects by Stephanie McKenna, and the production assistant was Nancy McElveen. Original music was composed and arranged by John Roby. The casting consultant was Anne Tate, with Catherine Castor. The series script editor for Vanishing Point is Sandra Rabinovich. The voice of introduction is David Calderisi, and the original musical theme for the series is by John Roby. Disappearance was produced at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is autistic. He can't formulate his thoughts and feelings in words. And there's no substitute for the autistic child. No braille, no sign language, no language at all which can reach him in his solitary world. No human language. It's as if he were isolated on an island off the coast of human knowing, and there is no boat, no bridge to carry him across the sound. Science can offer no explanation for Michael's handicap, but then, there's so much that science can't explain.
speaker cable.
Exactly what's wrong, Paul?
Dr. Olsen, I'm going to have to replace the whole damn thing.
Well, how long will that take?
A couple of hours, at least.
Oh, damn.
Unless you want to go with only one.
No, just hold on, Paul. I'm coming. Danielle, will you answer that, please?
Interspecies Communication Research.
Hi, Danielle.
Jeff.
Yeah, listen, I'm having a bad time with Michael. For Christ's sake, Miriam,
Jeff?
Just grab him.
Jeff.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, Danielle.
Look, it looks like we're going to be a couple of hours replacing an underwater cable, so take your time.
Okay, I'll be there as soon as I can.
Jeremy's just coming in. Do you want to...
No, just give the message, okay?
All right.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, who was that?
Jeff. He's having trouble with Michael. I told him not to rush.
Oh, guys, just one thing after another. I don't see how we're going to meet the application deadline if things keep breaking
down.
There's
not much we can do here until he arrives. Why don't you come to the pool with me? We'll spend some time with your dolphins.
Oh, what the hell, eh? Hold him, Miriam. We don't have all day.
Dad, I'm trying. What do you think I'm doing? Playing with him?
Don't be smart with me. Grab his shoulders.
Daddy's just putting on your helmet, Michael. We're going to see the dolphins. The dolphins, Michael. You like the dolphins.
Damn this buckle. There. All right. Miriam, did you put everything you need in the car?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Come on, Michael. Come on. Up you go.
Here it's
you
okay, go. Michael. Okay. Look, there's the car. We're just going to get in the car.
Yeah, I don't think they want you to leave just yet, huh?
That's right, you guys. Laugh it up.
Come on. Here's your towel, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, sir. Those three sure are playful today.
Yeah. You know, it's better than the dark mood they were in yesterday when the computer terminal broke down, huh? Have you been watching Jeff Simon this year? No, he doesn't take his eyes off him.
Yeah, I always thought autistic kids didn't have that long an attention span.
Well, they don't usually, except for self-stimulation. But, well, I don't know. Michael really seems to be focusing on the dolphins. Hmm. Well, I've been meaning to discuss it with Jeff, but there just never seems to be enough time to sit down with him and really
Jeremy,
get to...
I need to talk to you about something.
Well, go ahead.
Do you ever get... frightened by them?
The dolphins? No.
Something happened last week.
Well, I'm listening.
Well, you remember when I... Well, it was the day I managed to get them to do that synchronized over and under pattern down the pool.
Yeah, now that was something. I still don't know how you managed it, but...
I don't know either.
Oh, I see.
Do you? Jeremy, when I'm in the water with them, I feel almost... I don't know how to say it. It's like I'm hollow inside. And, well, that day I went into the pool thinking, visualizing what I wanted them to do. And then I felt something, and they were just looking at me, and they just went and did it. After months of trying to figure out how to teach them, with no signal or anything from me, they just
Danielle, what you felt is the reason we're doing all this.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, look, why do you think I constantly put my reputation on the line to get funding for this project? All of this equipment and the resources, the research, and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of technology, it's all to try to make sense out of what you and I and others have felt.
You?
Yeah, well, actually, you've just joined a very exclusive club, huh? Well, don't forget, Danielle, before you came here, I was the one in the water with them.
Oh, I guess I just thought
Yeah,
that...
it's not an easy thing to talk about, is it? Yeah, but we have to be careful not to jeopardize the project by saying too much about what we feel. Some of my colleagues are ready to jump on me at the first sign. Well, now you know why it's become the most important thing in my life right now. To find a way, a language to reach these dolphins and somehow let them reach us.
We were always supposed to decide things together.
Miriam, calm down and listen to me.
It's not fair. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I just got the call yesterday. I'm telling you now.
You knew about it before. You knew you were going to put him away.
I'm not putting him away, for Christ's
sake. Yes, you are.
Miriam, stop it. Now you got Michael off on it. God damn it! Asshole. Miriam, listen to me. His name has been on the waiting list for 6 months. He has to go now, or maybe never.
He was getting better.
He is getting worse. Did he bang his head last year the way he does now? Huh?
No.
No. Does he look at us? Does he talk? Does he have fewer tantrums?
I still don't see why you have to send him away.
Because Michael is autistic. He's going to be autistic for the rest of his life. Now, you know that.
Mom said he'd only get better if we took care of him. Mom says we're the only ones who can...
Mom is dead. We have to give him up for a while. If we keep him with us all the time, we may do him more harm than good.
You're sending him away because you're so busy all the time.
Now, you know that that's not true. We just don't know how to give Michael what he needs. If he depends on us for everything all his life, well, that's no good. What if something happened to me or you? And you're going to want a life of your own. You're not going to want to spend your whole life...
I'll take care of him for as long as I have to. I don't care what you...
This is Michael's last chance, Miriam. Do you want him to be the way he is now for the rest of his life?
Daddy, stop it.
Now, listen to me. That school in Toronto is the best in the country. And I'm not going to let this opportunity for Michael slip away. Aunt Esther is going to take him there in a couple of days.
No!
Miriam! You'll be out of school in less than 3 months. And by that time, I'll be finished the project at the center. We'll go to Toronto. At least for the summer, and if I can find work there, we'll stay. And we can visit Michael all the time.
It won't be the same.
No, it won't. We're just going to have to get used to living without him for a while. Come on, honey. Come on, it's all right. It's okay, come on. That's it. We're not going to let anything bad happen to him. Okay? That's right. Here, take this. You gonna be okay, honey? Huh? I need you today.
Yes.
I've got a lot of work to do, and I really need you to take care of him.
Okay.
Come on, let's get him unbuckled.
Had to go back to school, back to Vancouver.
What happened?
The paper said that some of the people in town saw the dolphin looking for him along the beach, where they used to meet. Then about a month later, they found the dolphin. He was dead on the sand.
You were right. It is a sad story. Paul, how much longer?
Couple of minutes. We're just running a check on it now.
Danielle.
What, honey?
Can you actually talk to the dolphins?
Oh, well, sort of.
I think Michael can talk their language. A little, anyway.
He what?
Haven't you heard him? When he's sitting beside the pool. He makes noises like them. I've even heard him do it at home.
Well, I think he echoes a lot of what he hears. That doesn't mean
that he... used to be able to talk.
Really?
When he was about 1.5.
I didn't know that.
Then he got autistic.
Well, maybe someday he'll be able to...
Excuse me, Danielle. I'm just on my way to lower the spheres into the pool, if you want to tell the boss.
Thanks, Paul. Jeremy? Jeff?
Here.
We're lowering in the spheres.
All right. We'll let you know when we're ready. I'm just putting my intro down on tape.
Okay.
What are the spheres for?
What? Oh, they're part of the experiment.
How's it work?
Well, those 5 spheres look exactly the same, even underwater. But they're different in weight, because they're all partly hollow, some less and some more. The dolphins have to tell them apart.
How?
With their sonar.
Dad told me about that, but I still don't understand it.
They bounce very high-pitched sonar clicks off objects, and they get information by the way the sounds come back. It's sort of like if you threw pebbles against different things. If it's metal, you get one kind of sound, and another if it's wood, and...
I get it.
Well, but the big thing is that your dad's going to send signals through the computer telling them which sphere they're supposed to pick. Dory, Susan, and Sam each have their own special code, and then they go, one at a time, and touch the right sphere with their noses.
I think I understand.
How about this? It's as if we say, Dory, go and pick out the fourth lightest sphere. Except we're telling them in the clicks and whistles that they use themselves, which normally we can't hear.
Sounds a little complicated.
Very. The computer acts as a sort of translator between us and them. Took your father a long time to figure out how to send even a simple instruction. See, their language, it's a lot different. It's a lot more complicated than ours.
Why don't you teach them English?
We tried. And we think they can say some words. But it's really hard for them to make the sounds. You see, I guess what we have to remember is that communication in their world is a lot different from ours.
But if Dad can get the computer to do this, does that mean that one day we'll be able to talk to them?
We don't know, but that's why we're here.
Jeffrey Farris, our computer systems specialist, Danielle Fournier, our head trainer, and, of course, our three dolphins, Dory, Susan, and Sam. Now, this demonstration is designed primarily to show our ability to communicate via the computer with the three dolphins in the pool. Now, as well, and we feel with equal importance, it'll show the amazing ability of the dolphins to detect differences in returning sonar echoes that are as small as 3 millionths of a second apart. Ooh, how's that?
Perfect. All right, now. Danielle.
Here.
You can let them back into the main pool.
You got it.
Listen, Jeremy, I hope you don't mind when I have to bring Michael here. I can't get Mrs. Norris to come on Saturdays, and it's hard
for
me to...
No, it's no problem. He's always good when he's here. As a matter of fact, I find it amazing how well-behaved he is when he's near the dolphins.
Well, it's become a familiar place to him. He doesn't handle changes very well. Mm-hmm. You should have seen us trying to get him out of the car.
They're in the pool.
Okay, I'm running the signals.
All right, let's do it. What the hell's going on? They're not responding. Jeff, are you sure that...
Well, I'll check the scopes. Well, we're definitely sending the right codes. Dory's number two sphere, Susan number four, Sam number five.
Well, they're just sitting there.
Maybe they know we're sending them.
Not funny, Danielle. There must be a malfunction at the pool. I bet they screwed up that goddamn underwater speaker again.
Well, it was working perfectly just a few minutes ago.
Michael grabbed the wire on number two sphere and he won't let go. Dory, for heaven's sake! Hey, Jeff, what kind of instructions are you giving them anyway? Dory just soaked us. Okay, come on, Michael. There's a good boy. Now let go of the wire. There's a good boy. Okay, everything's under control. Jeff, what are you telling them?
Hang on a minute, Danielle. We're trying to figure out what's wrong.
Michael, what are you doing, Michael? Michael!
Michael?
Michael? Michael? Michael? Michael? Michael? Michael?
That's a good boy. I'm doing my best. He's really got a grip on it. I don't want to hurt him. And Susan's racing around the pool like she's... It's like they're a cheering section.
Do you realize what's happening? Michael's pulling on each dolphin spear in turn.
And they seem to know it.
Yes. First Dory, number two, then Susan, number four.
Now he's grabbing number five. There goes Sam around the pool.
They do know they know exactly what happened.
My God!
He talked to them, didn't he? I told you he could.
But
how?
Oh, you want to know? How are you crazy? You did it, huh? You showed us, Jeff. Look at them.
They reached them, the dolphins. My God, Jeremy, he hasn't laughed since you've
been here. This is the most exciting thing. Dr.
Lawson, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, you beautiful son of a bitch.
Michael, I never really thought you had a chance. But now, we're going to make you better, son. We're going to make you better.
Daddy, we don't have to send them away. You're not going away, Michael. You want to stay with us.
That's terrific.
Yeah, we'll be waiting at poolside.
Right.
Okay, bye.
All right, Paul?
Yes, Dr. Lawson.
As soon as you see them come in, start the cameras and
leave them running.
Have you got it?
Got it. No problem.
We all set?
Ooh, we better be. They'll be here in a few minutes.
The might have changed that much in 6 months.
Well, we'll know soon enough.
Hey, how does Jeff feel about all this?
Well, it took a lot of convincing to get him to agree. I think the fact that Michael's doing so well at the school in Toronto has helped, though.
Hey, Jen, here, check out the monitor.
Hmm?
They know something's up.
Oh, they're as nervous as I am. Well, it won't be long. He'll be here soon. That's quite a show they're putting on for you guys, huh?
They sure don't get that excited when they see me.
Well, what do you think, Michael? I think a lot of that is for your benefit.
Oh.
What?
Hello.
Bet you don't remember their names.
Yes, I do.
Let's see.
Susan.
Hmm?
Sam.
Yeah.
And.
See?
And.
Gory!
Oh,
yay!
Oh, I'm Gory! That's right, Michael. That's right.
Go ahead, Michael. You can go right up to them. They like you.
I like them. See my friends.
Jim,
I can't believe he's come so far. 20.
You can see a difference almost every week. Even the therapists at the school in Toronto are amazed.
Do they have an explanation?
Well, they know so little about autism. That's the problem. They think it might be connected to a disturbance or damage in the left hemisphere of the brain.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly my theory about Michael. You see, somehow, when the dolphins broke through to him, they must have caused a reaction in his brain or a jolt of some kind.
Look, he's going right up to them.
Jeremy, no, let's just watch. Hmm?
Jeremy, you know what we agreed? If there's any chance...
Yeah, he's okay, Jeff.
As long as you understand, I won't allow him to be hurt.
No one's going to get hurt. Look at them. They adore him.
You know what I mean.
Look at his face. Do you think he remembers? I don't know, honey. I just don't know.
He's too near the edge of the pool.
Jeff, for God's sake, the boy's all right.
What's happening?
I don't know, honey.
Michael, hey, Michael.
Shh, Miriam, let Michael
no,
talk.
No, you let her talk to him. Go ahead, Miriam.
Dad?
Okay, honey, go ahead.
Michael. What did they say?
What?
Tell me what they said.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Come on.
No, I don't.
You used to talk to them. Don't you remember?
Miriam, that's
enough. Oh, Jeff, for God's sake.
Don't you remember? Come on, Michael.
No.
Yes, you do. They told you to do something. And you did it, remember? I saw you.
They were my friends.
Michael. All right, now, Michael, you try to tell us, huh? Try to tell us, what did the dolphin say to you? You can tell me.
I don't know.
Jeremy, that's enough.
Michael, please try. Did they say hello? Did they tell you to do something? Did they? Michael,
that
please.
That is enough, Lawson.
Oh, no, see, I've got it. See, it's all wrong. We've got to duplicate the experiment.
No more. I'm not taking any more chances.
Oh, Jeff, please.
No. It's okay, son.
I don't remember them ever being so quiet. Dr. Dawson.
Yeah, look, Miriam. Miriam, why don't you go and see how Michael's doing? Okay.
Say to Michael that afternoon 6 months ago? Did they mistake him in his innocence for one of their own kind, hailing him and bidding him wade out from his lonely island to be with them? And was it then that Michael laughed? Myth has it that dolphins rescue the shipwrecked, those lost at sea. Now Michael can talk. He can love and know human love, but at a cost. His solitude shattered forever, his lonely island and his momentary friendship vanished.
The Rescue by Raphael Vigo. Chuck Shamata starred as Dr. Jeffrey Ferris, with Beth Lisherin as Danielle, Stephen Hare as Dr. Jeremy Lawson, Chantal Rogers as Miriam Ferris, Aaron Smolinski as Michael Ferris, and Daniel Libman as the technician. Original music was composed and performed by Ron Cassett, and the sounds of the dolphins were provided by John and Tony Lilly of the Human Dolphin Foundation in Malibu, California. The sound engineers were Norm Hurley and Rick Fenton, with sound effects by Uta Schaffland, and the production assistant was Elaine Farner. The script editors were Barry Morgan and Sandra Rabinovich. The voice of introduction for Vanishing Point is David Calderisi, and the original musical theme is by John Robey. The Rescue was produced and directed at CBC Calgary by Greg Rogers. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. Next week on Vanishing Point, we present an adaptation of a story by one of the most celebrated authors of our time, Jorge Luis Borges. Death and the Compass is a very unusual kind of detective story. It's adapted for CBC Radio by Alberto Manguel, whose recent anthology of fantastic literature, Blackwater, has already earned high praise in several countries. The CBC production features Eric House, Sandy Webster, Paul Soles, and Maya Ardal. Death and the Compass. Next week on Vanishing Point. Until then, this is Art Cuthbert, wishing you good night.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.